Marina Akage works two jobs, collecting tolls at the Peace Bridge and as a personal care aide. Even with two jobs, she has household needs that make a car unaffordable to her. She relies on the NFTA's Metro bus lines.
The worst hardship and setback would be when the weather is really cold out and the bus is not coming. Sometimes, I guess, the drivers call off and they, instead of putting on a new driver to come pick us up, we just have to wait for the next bus that comes like in an hour or an hour and a half.
And then there's Andrew Markham, who is disabled and unable to drive. He too depends on the bus, not just for getting to his job, but for getting around, period.
It can be a real pain, especially if you're trying to take it during the evening hours and weekends where you might have significantly limited service. If you're a person with a disability who doesn't drive, and particularly if you're a person with a disability who lives in one of the many group homes outside the city, you may not get any service at all on the weekends or at night.
These are some of the riders who say the NFTA has not provided them a fair voice in the boardroom. A proposal has been introduced in the state legislature which would require two people who depend on public transportation, including a paratransit dependent, to sit on public transportation authority boards. Erie County Legislature Majority Leader April Baskin is among local lawmakers urging the state to pass it. She speaks as a single mother who has relied on the bus and light rail for getting to jobs, school, grocery shopping, and church.
It is one of the cornerstones of an equitable society, and it is a conduit to jobs and educational opportunities that will lift families in our community out of poverty.
The NFTA, in a written statement, says while it is not involved in the board appointment process, it did form a citizens advisory committee 6 years ago in recognition of the need for rider input. It also states that an independently conducted survey found 90% customer satisfaction among its bus riders. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.